God of mercy, your mercy takes my breath away. It's hard to describe, which is sort of ironic since it is my work, my call, or at least part of it. But mercy, mercy is your work, not mine. And when your mercy enters my life, or when I experience it and I'm aware of it, it resets me in a fundamental way. It redefines me. I can suddenly remember who I am in light of your mercy on me, your mercy for me. So open my eyes to the ways your mercy will show up for me today. Let it fill me with hope that comes from you. Let it stir up your love for me so that it goes out in front of me to tell others they are included too. Fill me with your hope today that the work I am called to do emboldens your church to be the caretakers of those who have been beaten and left for dead. It is not my work alone. It is the call of the church. So fill me with your love and mercy so I don't get overwhelmed and lose sight of it in the midst of a world that seems filled with the opposite of your mercy, with chaos and violence. Help me to reach out for those I love best and most, my family and my friends and my colleagues, because they help me remember who you are. Help me trust the ones who have my back, who show me love, who show me how to love so well. It's because of you that I can love anyone, especially myself. So remind me that I don't have to prove myself to you or to anyone else. Not today, not tomorrow, not ever. Your love is sure and faithful. Thank you. I love you. Amen. Dear child of God, your messy life and heart are exactly what God works best with today. You are made in God's image. Don't be afraid. God is with you.